I believe we're on agenda item number 10 on the agenda, and this is the oyster planting ground application by Mr. Michael Gibson. Mr. Badger.
Good afternoon. Michael Gibson requests authorization to lease 14.74 acres of oyster planting ground in Chincoteague Bay near Swan's Gut in Accomack County. The project is protested by an adjacent oyster ground leaseholder. This is Chincoteague Bay. Town of Chincoteague's here. Captain's Cove subdivision is here. Swan's Gut. Arrow marks the spot. There is a lot of SAV in Chincoteague Bay, but it's generally in this area here, and there hadn't been any SAV in the proposed oyster ground lease area in the last 7 years. Water depths range from mean low water near the shoreline to minus 6 feet offshore. The farther south you go, the harder the ground is. The closer you go to Swan's Gut in the mouth, it gets a little bit muddier. Mr. Gibson has not quite 22 acres of oyster ground already in, I believe, two leases, and it's all within 6 miles of Chincoteague area. We did receive Mr. Gibson's applications back in October of 14, two applications, both for 10 acres each, and they're contiguous to each other. A large portion of 14285, which is this northern one up in the Swan's Gut, is in a condemned shellfish area, and they just butt up down here. The condemnation line is somewhere in here. I'll show it to you in a minute. We also received two protest letters in December of 14 from J.W. Stout and Phyllis Stout. They have concerns for recreational activities, would impact access to Swan's Gut, and that Swan's Gut is condemned for direct harvesting of shellfish. Mrs. Stout has the lease at the bottom down here that's adjacent, and she grows clams. And I believe she may have actually a few oysters. Red marks the condemned line. So what he's applied for now is from here on down to here, Mr. Gibson has. Since a portion of the application, 285, falls within the condemned area, Mr. Gibson has reduced his application to only the area that is open to direct harvesting of shellfish. He believes he can grow oysters along the side of the small channel at the mouth of Swan's Gut and would like to lease the channel up to the shellfish condemned line as surveyed and mapped here. Mr. Gibson wants to go all the way to here. We'll be recommending to drop it back to here. But as of right now, 14.74 acres. There is a fairly deep area in here. It's over 10 feet deep as you get into the channel. One of the reasons we have some issues about leasing close to this channel is you've got a derelict 40-foot vessel that's right on the edge of the channel here. The Stout's concern for navigation in Swan's Gut are reasonable. The channel at the mouth of Swan's Gut is approximately 30 feet wide and has the remains of a 40-foot boat at the north side of the small channel. Any activity in this area could impact navigation. Staff cannot support the leasing of a small channel in Swan's Gut. Therefore, based on 28.2605 and 609 of the Code of Virginia, we're recommending approval of Mr. Gibson's application minus the condemned shellfish area and the small channel at the mouth of the creek as surveyed here for 14.05 acres. And that's all I have. I don't believe any of the protesters are here, but Mr. Gibson is here.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Gibson.
No.
What else do you need to know, and are you comfortable with the staff recommendation?
It's better than nothing. I would really like to get that small piece of the channel. It's about 6 feet deep. It wouldn't be a navigational issue because I'd be doing traditional shell on bottom. So maybe a 3 to 4 inch raise from the bottom. So any boat could get through there. And I would like to add, that is not a nice area. There's more than five derelict boats that kind of float around in there. And I've never seen anybody go up in there besides one crab potter out of Captain's Cove, and he crashed into one of the derelict boats and cut his thigh open on the propeller. And it's not recreational area at all. There's concrete wharfs that stick out from old oyster houses. It's not a nice place. But I would like you guys to consider that small piece for part of the application due for heavy water flow is what's used to grow oysters. The flow is where it's all at. So the little pinch points is where they really glow. You just throw them in there and let them come out. That really works out.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
So that's your total acreage would be 14.74 acres?
Yes, sir. And I'd like to add that, Mr. Tanker, you did mention the Captain's Cove projected sewer pipeline that was going to be there. I would have leased this property in whole, all of it, before if that was never in place. I thought that was going to go through back in the day.
But. Any other questions from the commission?
I have one more question.
Mr. Tanker.
Have you spoken to the Stouts at all? Have you all had any conversation?
I've met Mr. Stout one time, and I had a motor issue, and I floated across his property and to get into the harbor and get into that creek to pull it out, and he thought I was stealing his oysters or clams or something like that at one point in time, but that wasn't the case.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Gibson.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What is the will of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
I've moved that we approve the total 14.74 acres that's been applied for by Mr. Gibson.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Tankard, a second by Mr. France to grant the application here for the total applied of 14.75 acres. Is there a discussion? Mr. Ballard.
I guess I'd just like to hear Hank's feedback on his feelings on the navigation issue in that channel and response to Mr. Gibson's testimony that navigation wouldn't be an issue.
It's got some deep spots in it, 6-10 feet at low tide. There's not a lot of activity. I think 30 years ago, there was some activity. There was a boat ramp there. You can't put your boat over there anymore. But it does impact navigation going up in there if you did want to go. So that was our feeling, that it was just could potentially be a problem. We lease channels all the time, though, that are not marked.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Neal.
And this is an ongoing concern of mine. It on bottom aquaculture, it would be a minimal impact on navigation. But there's nothing in regulation that once we lease it that cages can't be placed. And there's no way in regulations we can say that cages can't be placed.
There is a section for regulation that if we, Chief Engineer and Mr. Stagg, decide that it is impacting navigation, we can make a move.
Thank you for reminding me of that. I should know that after how many Lynn Haven freaking meetings we had. It makes me feel better. Thank you.
Mr. Fritz.
Yeah, just a comment. The applicant, you know, I agree with him. When you get in these narrow, higher flow areas, you know, oysters do just seem to grow better in those areas.
Further discussion? We have a motion by Mr. Tankard and a second by Mr. Fritz here to grant the applicant the 14.74 acres he requested. Call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. There you go, Mr. Gibson.